In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This one's for you tonight.
Okay, let's get started.
Tom takes the lead. He's like, Shay, we just want you to know that we're all here.
Yes.
And then for some reason decides to ask him questions like, do you feel like you were addicted to pills? Like when you didn't take them, did you feel withdrawal?
Yes.
And Shay's like, yeah, like that, obviously.
He goes, holy shit.
They're like, what?
So the thing that we all know about yeah. pills and that your usage of pills is true.
Yeah. They're like, how many a day?
He says five. One time, 10.
And they're like, what?
The fuck? Sandoval is like, it's like
I'm
blowing.
I'm like, there's no context. I'm like, how many milligrams? What pills? Like, what do you mean? Like, you can't be shocked about.
No.
Like, if you take like little minis.
Yeah. I feel like Sandoval, I don't think the nefarious read is that he's giving it to the audience, but we already know these facts. I thought he was legitimately just like trying to get to the bottom of drug addiction for
right.
me. I really did think these are just innocent, stupid questions.
Yeah.
But then Sheena takes it to a horrible level, which she takes it to a horrible level the entire time. Sheena is the worst intervention energy.
I know.
She immediately goes, some days instead of paying our bills, he would buy pills.
Yeah.
It's like, no one was talking about that. No.
I want that to be my housewife's tagline. It's like, I should be paying my bills, but I buy pills.
I mean, it rolls off the tongue and it sounds good, but Sheena is using it. It's a judgment.
Yeah.
It's immediately what they say in an intervention you're not supposed to do. It's a judgment-free
yeah.
zone. She cuts him like with a little jab
yeah.
in front of all of his friends. And that's not the zone they were in.
Right.
This was like bear hug.
Right.
And come back.
He says that like the reason he never told her any of this is because
yeah.
he knew that she would judge him.
So he immediately has to respond to her saying a thing like that to say, and it's like, okay, so now you're seeing what this is. This
yeah.
is what I didn't want.
Right. And she goes, I didn't know I married an addict. I feel like you're miserable with me.
Another horrible thing.
Yeah.
You married me under false pretenses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know you. You're not really the person I married. All horrible things that you'd want to hear if you were like dealing with drug addiction secretly and you were ashamed of it.
Right.
And then making it about you to say like, were you miserable? Is anything real in our relationship?
Right.
Like there's so much like, which, you know, everyone
yeah.
says is about Sheena. It's all about her.
Exactly. Yeah. She goes, I have been so miserable and lonely for the past week. And he goes, I've been miserable and lonely for the past 2 years. And she goes, why did you marry me? And everyone in the room goes, Sheena, stop.
Stop.
No.
No. It fully got derailed. It fully became not a hopeful intervention.
Right.
Sweet, sweet
Imagine
intervention.
Imagine what would have happened if they weren't there.
No, it's horrible. And then they get all a glimpse into how Sheena and Shay's dynamic is. Like the
yeah.
minute he's like talking about himself or saying his truth. Feeling she immediately either, you know, wedges in a new thing or makes it about her, and he can't get his point across.
Yeah, he said that he's often intimidated by her and feels like he can't express himself.
Which I wanted to ask you, like, is intimidated the right word? Like, is Sheena like a celebrity in his eyes?
Well, I think she's maybe an intimidating figure in that she's like the powerful one in the relationship. Like, she doesn't respect his opinion.
and is that a little bit towards the like emasculating thing that Sandoval was talking about?
Yeah. She's just like, shut up. Like, I want to do what we're going to do. Like, the whole wedding was like her vision.
And she doesn't listen to him.
No. And Katie says to Sheena, she's like, if he's saying that like you don't listen and that he can't get a word in and he's intimidated, you need to take that to heart.
That was really good of Katie. She's few and far between this episode, but that was like the perfect thing to say. If he's saying that's how he feels, you have to honor that and accept that that's how he feels. It's like, you know, that should be a no-brainer, but it's something that Sheena needs to learn. This one's for you
tonight. Sorry about that. Amy and I had to stop talking because we heard Rumpy Pumpy going around the shed and we knew Lisa would be following him. If you want to keep listening to this episode, you can subscribe to our Patreon and you'll get a Vanderpump Rules recap episode from the very beginning every single week. Plus, you can become a member of the Tipsy Turtle Club, where Amy and I make the most famous cocktails in Bravo history. So please, if you like what you listen to here, subscribe and become a Villa Rosa VIP, where you can feel like a cherished guest at Villa Rosa. We love you so much. So if you love us, subscribe on Patreon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.